Joining us right now is Brockton Mayor Robert Sullivan. Mr. Mayor, good afternoon. Thank you so much for joining us.
Dan, happy Friday, and thanks for having me on today. I appreciate it.
Now, we do, every time we come on, we talk about COVID, and of course, there was just a big announcement from the World Health Organization regarding that very virus. Could I get your reaction?
Yeah, it's really exciting. Again, here, May 11th will be the official end of the pandemic, but the World Health, that's long overdue. We've been waiting to hear that. You know, and when I look back, I mean, we still have 536 loss of life in Brockton and almost 34,500 total cases. So, you know, the pandemic has had long-lasting negative impacts, and we're all changed, as you know, right, financially, emotionally, mentally, and but we are better together. So it was great to hear that just a little while ago.
I also wanted to ask you, what's the latest with Brockton Hospital?
Just was on a call this morning. I mean, they are continuing all hands on deck. The goal is to get it 100% operational in the near future. But, again, they're trying to get certain supplies. You know, the material chain, because of COVID, is delayed across the country. And so, you know, we are continuing to have regular conversations. I speak to Bob Haffey, the CEO, on a regular basis. And today, you know, we had a representative from Good Samaritan as well. And so, Boston Medical Center was on there as well. A lot of our mental behavioral health folks are going over to the new BMC here in Brockton on North Pearl Street. So it's kind of status quo right now, other than the fact that they are really working with our building commissioner to get things back on track as quick as they can.
Now, speaking of buildings, of course, there was a groundbreaking in Brockton with the Lieutenant Governor in attendance.
Yeah, Lieutenant Governor Driscoll was there, and it's the Father Bill's mainspring groundbreaking on Manley Street. It's going to be a campus setting, wraparound services. I support it wholeheartedly, and it really is going to be a game changer for those facing homelessness, and it's going to be able to provide just an opportunity of hope, and I'm excited about it. And then eventually, when it comes to fruition, the mainspring downtown in Brockton will relocate to Manley Street, and the city will have first right of refusal to acquire that building for our continued development downtown. So it really is phenomenal. The fact that the LG was able to visit just made it even more special.
And speaking of visits, it was also the Congressman Lynch was in town for a banking roundtable.
We had an affordable housing roundtable. I want to thank Congressman Stephen Lynch, who, in my humble opinion, is just phenomenal. He's just an awesome public servant, and he invited the FDIC chairman, Chairman Gruenberg, to come to Brockton. The chairman flew up from Washington, D.C., and we had a conversation here at City Hall for about an hour. Then we did a walking tour. You know, a lot of people didn't know, but Silicon Valley Bank did a lot of investment across the country, not just on the West Coast, including the city of Brockton, where, you know, a lot of affordable housing, you know, funding was based upon SVB and their subsequent acquisition of some other local banks. So the chairman was great. It was a listening session, and I was excited to be able to host it. But again, it was really kudos to Congressman Lynch.
And also, you got a visit from one of the Brady Bunch.
We had Christopher Knight here in the City of Champions. Peter Brady was here. I didn't get the opportunity to meet him, but he came to Cape Cod Pizza, which actually is where Bar Pizza originated back in the day with the Jamulas family. So he visited the Cod here in Brockton on Main Street. He also went to the Italian Kitchen, another wonderful icon owned by the Jamulas family. So, you know, we were excited to have him, and I know he is here for a charity event for paralysis funding and fundraising. So great to have one of the Brady Bunch here in the city of Brockton.
Now, speaking of things Hollywood, of course, there have been a lot of there's been some movies filmed in Brockton, some streaming shows, and now the Writers Guild of America is on strike. Are you worried about the impact that could have on the city?
You know, I'm a union mayor, and I support what they're trying to do, and I know, you know, it's happened in the past. So I would think that it would get resolved in a timely manner. But, you know, I'm not really concerned about the ramifications on how it would have to Brockton or the Commonwealth. I know the film tax credit is still here. So once they resolve what they're trying to resolve, you know, they'll continue to move forward. But, you know, we have benefited here in the city of Brockton, and I look forward to more production and more movies and more TV shows being filmed here in the city.
And, of course, I also want to give a shout-out to the kids at Brockton High School, both the Wind Ensemble and the Drone Team.
Just Awesome, awesome, awesome. The next generation here, and we're in good hands, and they're award-winning, and they are proud Brockton boxers. And as a graduate of Brockton High myself, I could just say thank you for what they're doing, and really excited to what the future is going to be hold for these young men and women. But they are award-winning, unbelievable talents, and like I said, we're in good hands because they are ready, willing, and able to be the next generation of professionals in our Commonwealth and in our country.
And also, I wanted to quickly add that Keep Brockton Beautiful is coming up.
We are doing our annual Keep Brockton Beautiful tomorrow morning. You don't have to be a Brockton resident or business owner to join us. It starts at 8 a.m. At Heights Crossing, which is assisted living up off of Christie's Way right near the Westgate Mall. And then we have a nice lunch there at 12 o'clock, nice cookout. So the weather's going to be with us, and we're going to keep the City of Champions looking really spick and span starting tomorrow at 8 a.m.
All right, Mr. Mayor. Well, thank you so much for joining us. We do appreciate it.
Thank you, Dan. Have a great day. Bye-bye.